We'll now move to agenda item 14, reports by regional board members. Everyone has heard about my report from being up in Sacramento on the hearing on the stay on the ag order. Are there any other board members that have reports to offer up? And we did hear from Monica and Jean-Pierre on your meeting yesterday. Dr. Hunter.
I just want to mention that many of you know that this is I'm coming up to my end of my term, which I have been now informed that if I do not get reappointed, I probably will not be extended past September 30th. So I just wanted to comment that this could be my last meeting.
Wow.
And so if that is the case, I promise you I'll come and say goodbye, but I wanted to just make sure everyone was aware of that, and Ken and I had spoken about that very briefly, but in the past the tradition was that they usually extended you into November, but that probably isn't going to happen. So, just for the record.
Have you gotten some indication that you're not going to be reappointed?
I have no indication either way, but, I just felt that it was appropriate for me to...
Just a feeling that might happen.
Yeah, I think we're under the microscope.
What about you, Russ? Have you gotten any indication one way or the other?
No, I have not gotten any indication, and...
Then let's think positively, all right? I can't hear any more negative stuff today. All right.
Well,
ordered back at the next board meeting.
Yeah. Well, that'd be nice if that was the case and you had the authority to do those kind of things. And,
okay.
Right.
But, Monica and I, both of our terms up September 30th, and I hope that she is reappointed as well as we both put our applications in for the reappointment, and we hope we will do that. I think, historical information is important to this board, with the years I've served on this board and the years of Monica, I think that's an important part of our board to be able to function. And I appreciate the staff and all their inputs over the years. And I've seen some good people come, and I've seen some good people leave. And I hope I and Monica also will be able to continue to contribute to this board. But my sense... of all the years that I've been through, and I've been appointed by three different governors, and this is one of the ones that I don't get a good feeling for. Mm. And that just, be frank. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about Monica, but just it doesn't seem going the right way. I may be reading the wrong tea leaves or something, but...
He's probably the more unconventional of all of the governors that have considered appointments. So let's just leave it at that and hope for the best. And as long as you'll be back to say goodbye formally, we can go over this again.
Well, right? I'll be here tomorrow.
Okay, good. All right. Any other? Jean-Pierre.
Yeah, just a quick input. On August 22nd, I gave a presentation on dry farming in the Central Coast, and this was sponsored by the Central Coast Vineyard Team and the Community Alliance with Family Farmers, and they're operating under a grant through USDA. And the initial idea was, an informal get-together, share best management practices, and it was a very well-attended meeting where we had folks from Monterey County, San Luis Obispo County, Santa Barbara County. And what was very interesting, I asked some of the audience, are you dry farmers? They said, no, but we're running out of water. And some were very emotional about, next year I don't think I'm going to have enough water to irrigate. And so... we hear a lot about, issues of groundwater, basin, et cetera. And frankly, being around other grape grower colleagues and, hearing these comments was I didn't anticipate to have that much concern over the wells. And like I said, this was Tri-County. So... this organization, they're actually trying to develop a grassroots effort. They want to call it the Deep Root Growers, as a way to get more and more folks to think about, you know, alternatives to irrigation using dry farming, particularly along coastal area, and recognize the fact that, you know, many years ago, for example, with grape growing, irrigation was not always, you know, the standard practice. You would sometime irrigate for a couple of years, and then you would dry farm and move along. So anyway, I thought to, you know, share that little tidbit to the rest of you.
Thank you.